Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
And now, filmed in front of a live studio audience from the PokéStar Studios in Burbank City, it's Puckle Game Corner. And now, your host, Professor Snag.
Hello and welcome to Puckle Game Corner. I am your host, Professor Snag, and I'm really excited for our show tonight, folks. We have two wonderful co-hosts from the main podcast joining us today. They both hail from not only the West Coast, but also the same city. We have the TCG, and they're both regular hosts of the TCG cast as well. We have the main host of the TCG cast, we have Lord Shiro.
Some say that he finally does the Game Corner show after like 5 years. What's up, everyone?
Hey, how's it going, Joshua? Glad to have you back. Yeah, it's been a while since you've been on here.
Yeah, I'm here to finally get my butt kicked again.
I'm sure you'll have a good showing, especially with the games we're having. And it's all about fun. It's all about fun, especially now we'll kind of just change this host versus host format. And you'll be joining up with Basket later in the game. So thanks again for joining us. Glad to have you on again.
Thank you.
And I've already spoiled it already. We have the man, the myth, the legend. We have Basket.
What's up, Puckle Peeps?
How's it going, buddy?
It's going pretty well. Good. Having a good time. I'm ready to play some games.
Fantastic. Basket, you've been on the PuckleCon shows. Have you been on a regular episode of Game Corner? I forget.
No, I have not.
Awesome.
I have not yet, so it is my debut.
Awesome. Fantastic. Well, I'm really glad to have you on as well. I know that you are a rare voice on the show, but I'm very glad to have you as well. Also, as a quick comment, you are our Dark-type gym leader. How's being a gym leader going for you?
It's fun. Yeah, I have a lot of fun with it. I'm probably the easiest one to beat, but I'm not a total scrub.
You are not. I will admit, your badge is the only one that I've earned. But I think I got like a couple lucky rolls and maybe a good predict in our battle. I forget exactly, but it was the gym leaders are very tough this year. I've only battled a couple of them, and they've discouraged me from ever coming back. So, well, fantastic. I say when this goes out, the Summer League will be just about wrapped up. I think there'll just be a couple days once this goes out. So for anyone who is still competing, good luck. And anyone who's in the tournament, good luck to you as well. But with that, let's go ahead and move into our first game.
Grab your Gyarados and your Mudkip. It's time to play Dive. Contestants will choose a particular category with multiple answers. They will alternate answers that fall into this category until someone cannot answer within the time limit. The player who dives deepest and gives the most answers wins the point. If the competitors give the same number of answers and reach the same depth, it's a tie and they both get the point. Good luck, players!
All right, as you folks just heard, we are playing Dive. Gentlemen, before we get started, do you have any questions about how the game is played?
All good, sir. On my end.
Wonderful, good. All right, so let's go ahead and tell you and our listeners what the categories for this round of Dive is going to be. We have normal type TMs, Ashes Pokemon, movie titles, Gen 1 and 2 Gym Leaders, Stone Evolutions, Species-Specific Z Moves, the moves, not the crystals, and Fossil Names. So what we're going to do here is we have these seven categories. You'll alternate choosing one of these. We'll do four rounds of this, so we won't get to all of these today. We'll get to four of these. Jashiro, why don't you go ahead and start us off? Which of these categories would you like to pick?
I would like to pick, let's go with normal-type TMs.
Normal-type TMs. Ooh, okay. Normal-type TMs, and we're going to do this based off of the Gen 7 move list. So, Jushiro, go ahead and start us out with your first normal-type TM.
Wow, you made it difficult by specifically saying that it's Gen 7. Didn't expect that part. But I'm going to go ahead and still guess that Hyper Beam is still a TM.
Hyper Beam is indeed a TM. Nicely done.
Okay.
All right, Basket, back on you.
Echo Voice.
Echoed Voice is indeed a TM. Back to Jushiro.
I'm going to hope that my Gen 1, 2, 3 knowledge still helps me here. Is Double Team still a TM in Gen 7?
It is indeed a Double Ooh. Team. Yes, good job. That is indeed a normal type TM. All right, Basket, what do you got?
Oh, man. He took the one that I was thinking of. I'm going to do Attract.
Attract Ooh, is indeed a normal type TM. Good job. I think you guys are going a lot further than I would have been able to do without any studying. but there are still some major, major moves out there. Let's see if you can get them. Jushiro.
I have one. Return.
Return is indeed.
Oh, man. Okay.
Basket?
Frustration,
yes. Nicely done. You got both sides of the coin. Very good job.
I had to piggyback on that one.
All right,
I'm going to even pull an even cheaper one. Protect.
Protect, indeed. Yes. Good job. Yes. Basketball.
Oh, man. Oh, geez. So it has to be a TM. It can't be an HM?
It has to be a TM, yes.
Oh, man.
Wait. I think that what you have in mind might still work.
Strength? That's what I was thinking.
I'm pretty sure it is. Let me double check and make sure.
Yeah. All the HMs in the past have turned into TMs.
Oh, that's right, because it's Gen 7. Yeah.
Well, let's confirm still.
I need to look and verify. I'm doing the search in my browser, and it's not coming up.
I don't even know why I'm helping you.
Oh, wait. Can I change my answer?
You can, because I think Jashiro led you astray there. Maybe not intentionally, but...
No, of course, never intentionally.
But, no, actually, strength is not coming up as one. But, yeah, I'll let you change your answer.
I am shocked, actually.
Slash.
Slash is not a Gen 7 TM. No, it's not, unfortunately. So, congratulations, Jashiro. You won the first round of this.
Yay!
A couple other ones that you missed. I think about two sides of a coin. You said Hyper Beam, which is a special type move.
Giga Impact.
Giga Impact, yes.
Yep. I didn't remember Giga Impact, yeah.
And then you got classics like Hidden Power, Nature Power.
Hidden Power is a sure move, of course.
Are there any other ones I think you should have known? Facade is pretty important.
No, what did I remember? I was going to say I had one in my sleeve, and that was Safeguard, because I said Protect, and I remember, what's the other one? Safeguard.
Safeguard, Swords Dance.
Oh, yeah.
Substitute.
Now you're just making us feel bad.
but I'm making the audience who is shouting those at their phone feel bad.
Yeah. You guys had all of them right. Yeah.
You're right.
All right. So, nicely done, gentlemen, and because of that, I can now take this one off the list, because it was on for the last two shows as well, so.
Oh, nice.
All right, so, normal-type TMs is done, so Basket, it's your choice. You can choose Ash's Pokemon, movie titles, Gen 1 and 2 gym leaders, stone evolutions, species-specific Z-moves, or fossil names.
I'm going to do... Okay, let's do stone evolutions.
All right, Stone Evolutions.
I like where your head's at, Basket.
Yeah.
There's a whole bunch of them, but okay, Basket, start us off with Stone Evolutions.
Vaporeon.
Vaporeon, of course, yes, is indeed a Stone of Lucian. Jashiro?
I have to say it, because if I don't say it now, he will say it, and if he says it, then why am I even alive? Jolteon.
I was like, just say Jolteon already. Yes, indeed, correct. And then back to basket.
Ninetales.
Ninetales, correct, yes.
Flareon.
And Flareon, good. Back to basket.
Arcanine.
Arcanine, good. Hitting a lot of these Gen 1 Pokemon. Let's keep it up.
Yep.
Nidoking.
Good. Evolving by the Moonstone.
Poliwrath.
Poliwrath, indeed. Involves using the Water Stone.
Nidoqueen.
Nidoqueen, also with the Moonstone.
Ludicolo.
Ludicolo, let me verify. I'm sure you're correct. Indeed, yes, Ludicolo works.
Clefable.
Yep. Back to basket.
Raichu.
Very good, yes.
Jigglypuff.
And Jigglypuff. Sure, just clean up all these...
Wigglypuff. Sorry.
Yes, yeah. Either's fine. You're right there with one of them evolving to the other. Yeah. So Jashiro cleaning up most of these Moonstone evolutions. Oh, yeah.
Yes, they popped basket. Into my mind.
Vileplume.
Yep. Vileplume does indeed evolve with a Leaf Stone.
Wow, things suddenly got a little harder here.
Come on, we haven't even left Gen 1 yet.
Give me a break. Oh my god, why am I spacing out right now? We haven't left Gen 1, haven't we? I want to say, but I will be wrong.
Basket just said Vileplume, if that's help at all.
It does, but it's confusing me, because the one that's popping in my mind, I don't know if it's the one that actually evolves with Leaf Stone, but I'm going to go ahead and throw it Victory Bell.
Victory Bell does indeed evolve with
Leaf Stone. Oh my god, that was a lucky hit. I did not remember that correctly.
Basket.
Togekiss.
Togekiss, yes, evolves with the Shiny Stone, getting into a Gen 2 evolution into Gen 4.
Dusclops.
No, Dusclops does not evolve with a stone.
To its evolution?
Yeah. Nope.
Oh, you got this one, Basket.
Basket did indeed get this one, correct. Yeah, nice, nicely done, Basket.
Yeah.
A few Gen 1s that you had missed. Sneaky one, you did miss Sandshrew into Sandslash, so at least the Alolan variant.
Oh, that's
that
right.
Evolves with an Ice Stone. Gloom also evolves into Blossom with a Sunstone. Shellder the Cloyster. Executor.
Alright. That was the grass type that I was trying to think of.
And then Staryu to Starmie. Those are all the Gen 1 ones, but there are plenty of others. I'd say you guys didn't even quite crack half of them.
But, yeah.
But nicely done. Good job. So you guys are 1-1 with this.
Got you, Basket. Got you in my crosshairs.
All right, so back to Jashiro. Of the remaining categories, Ash's Pokemon, movie titles, Gen 1 and 2 gym leaders, species-specific Z-moves, and fossil names, which one do you want to go with?
You know, I'm going to go ahead and just go back to trusting my anime knowledge. I'm going to go with Ash's Pokemon.
Awesome. I like this. I'm excited for this one. And the way that we will run this is that you will be able to, if you name any Pokemon in that line that Ash has had, it will count. So
yeah, of course.
I don't want to give anything away, but I'm sure there are some that you know. But if we're just counting like the individual Pokemon, so anything.
That yeah, if you mentioned the baby for the basic form, then you just count it for the whole line.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
So, all right, Jashiro, start us off.
Pikachu. Of have course. To say it.
Why not take those easy points? Yes, Pikachu is indeed one of Ash's Pokemon. Basket?
Charizard.
Charizard, of course. Yes, good.
Butterfree.
Butterfree. Who can forget Butterfree?
No one. That's the point.
Basket, back to you.
Squirtle.
Yes, indeed, Squirtle was one of Ash's Pokemon.
Bulbasaur.
And Bulbasaur, good. We're hitting most of the Gen 1 ones here. Basket?
Beedrill.
He did have a Beedrill. Yes, you are correct.
One of his 28 Tauruses.
He had 30 of them, but yes. Basket.
Sceptile. He had a Sceptile.
He did have a Sceptile indeed. Correct.
I'm going to go Deep Cut. Kingler.
Tingler, yes. Good.
Oh my gosh, I love that episode.
Yeah, it was such a good episode.
That is a fantastic episode. Like, completely bad strategy, like taking a like level 12 Krabby that he's never battled with before into the Pokemon League's first battle. I mean, terrible idea, but...
Oh no, yes, that's like always.
Alright, Basket, it's back to you, I believe.
He had a Heracross as well.
He did have a Heracross, yes. Jushiro.
He did have an Oshawott.
He did, yes.
Shout out to, you know, Uncle Oshawott.
Uncle Oshawott, yeah.
I don't remember if he had the first evolution of this, but I can't. I'm having a hard time with the second one's name. Talo.
Yes, he did.
Swallow.
Have a,
he had a Swallow.
Yes, and it was indeed a Talo, yes.
Talonflame.
I'm sure that's right, because he gets all the birds. Yes, indeed, Talonflame is on my list. Good, Basket.
He had a Gliscor.
He did have a Gliscor, yes.
Pidgeotto.
And a Pidgeotto, good. I was going to like get mad at you guys if you forgot Pidgeotto.
No one can forget Pidgeotto.
All right, Basket, back to you.
Lapras.
Yeah, he did have a Lapras for a short amount of time, correct.
Here's a two-episode deep cut Hunter.
You know, it's on the list in Bulbapedia. I'll count it. Yes, he indeed.
Oh,
had...
but he technically didn't catch him.
He didn't catch it, but
it's
so
on the list. Okay,
yes, I'll say I always default to Bulbapedia as like kind of like my source, and so it is on the page of Pokemon that Ash has had. We're gonna count it.
So what you're saying is that it just dodged the bullet. Good.
Let's say another host, if they're being really technical,
might have said no. Yes. Okay, thank you.
All right, Basket, what do you got?
Had a Staraptor.
Yes, Staraptor, good. Jushiro.
Greninja.
Of course, Greninja, yes, like the star of all the Gen 6 anime.
Woohoo!
All right, Basket.
Unpheasant. I remember he gets everybody's like famous birds.
Well, I like your strategy, Basket. although you might be running out of birds. Jushiro.
Mm-hmm. Snivy.
He did have a Snivy, yes. Basket.
Talonflame.
Has already been answered.
Oh, son of a... Oh,
do you want to give it one more crack?
Yeah. Hawlucha.
Hawlucha, yes. Jushiro.
I hate you. That was the one that was going to say. Give me a second. I'm going to go with... Why am I blanking so hard? I can't lose this one.
I've got at least two more, man, so you better come up with some crap.
I'm going to go ahead and... say that he... Oh my god, I am blanking so hard. Because of the name, the fire starter for Alola Fire, Litten.
Yes, currently in his party, it's actually a Torracat, according to the...
Yes! Yes.
Litten counts, yes.
Woohoo!
Basket.
Okay, I might have already said this one, I can't remember, Noivern.
You did not say Noivern, but yes, Noivern is indeed one of Ash's Pokemon, correct.
Good.
All right, Jushiro.
Gumi.
Yes, Gumi, yes, which eventually became a Goodra, correct.
Oh, I thought you said Burmy. I was like, he gets a Burmy? What a useless episode. That was killer.
All right, Basket, you said you have at least one more.
Yes, Corphish.
Yes, Corphish. Nice.
Yes.
All right, Jushiro, what do you got, man?
Oh, that was a deep cut. Wow, what do I have?
It's hard to say at this point.
I mean, to be fair, you guys have hit a lot of them. It's been really impressive so far, but there are still a lot out there.
Oh, I know he has a lot. What's the little turtle starter, what's his name? Torterra, but not Torterra, the basic.
It evolved to a Torterra, yes.
Aipom.
Yes, Aipom. I hate one of his Pokemon. Back to Jushiro.
Oh, I hate you, Basket.
I'm tapped out. I'm tapped out. I can't.
Come on, we can do this. We can do this. Every time he moves... the anime made this difficult by suddenly removing, like, he used to catch every starter, and now he not necessarily does, and that's what's putting me in a difficult position.
You're not sure what starters he has and has not caught.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like, that's what's putting me in a difficult position. So I knew he had Litten. See, I was going to answer incorrectly. I was going to say Chespin, and Chespin was not his. See, that's how they get you. Fennekin was not his either. And we already said Greninja. Mm-hmm. He also had...
Just give up.
No, I will not give up. He had a... No, he didn't have a Shinx. That was Brock or someone else, not him. I remember episodes. That's the problem. I remember different episodes. Snorlax!
He did have a Snorlax.
Yes! Yes!
Like,
oh,
the,
man.
The star of the Orange Islands, yes.
Yes!
Oh, Primate!
Oh, yes!
Yes!
So
yes!
Jushiro, back to you.
Shut up.
You brought it back to Gen 1.
Oh, I hate you so much, Basket. What else did he want? What else did he have? Ash Pokemon. Didn't he have a Mawile?
He did not have a Mawile.
No. Dang it!
Snaps.
Now, at this moment, so Jushiro, since you started,
mm-hmm.
Basket has to give us one more in order for him to take the point.
I love this.
No, that's not how it works.
Otherwise, you will. It says right in the rules. You heard Dr. Odno herself say them. You will share the point.
That's not how this works.
Yes, it is. Stop buying time. That was my strategy last time.
Oh, man.
Say it.
I give up.
No.
Do you really?
I can't remember. Because I was thinking about, I was like trying to think of, like, what's the Pokemon that he sends and just leaves at the professor's lab for forever. But that was
everyone.
That was Kakuna. Yeah, no, I can't think of anything.
All right, and so then with that, you guys have tied.
Oh,
you tied, yes.
Tied. That was a good match, though.
A few notable ones here. In Alola, he currently has Rowlet and Lycanroc, as well as a Meltan, I guess?
All right.
You missed all of the starters in Gen 2. You guys did miss a bird. You missed a Noctowl.
Ooh. Oh,
right.
I'd say probably the one I'm most disappointed you guys missed was his Infernape, abandoned by Paul, picked up. It had one of, like, the best... things in the anime where it used Blaze and it just, like, exploded. It was awesome.
Yeah, I kind of missed the diamond section, the diamond gen of the anime.
Granted,
also, I have not been watching any of the latest season, so.
Yeah, neither have I.
Well, honestly. Diamond, it doesn't really consider recent. That was, like, 10 years ago.
Well, he's talking more about, like, the Lycanroc and the Rowlet. And...
Yeah,
he
didn't have a Lycanroc. How can I have forgotten that? I feel ashamed of myself. That's my favorite Gen 7 Pokemon.
And see, he also had a Poipole for a time. Yeah.
Oh, that I didn't remember. That's spoilers. Thank you, Snag.
But yeah, nicely done. You did a very good job. I'm very impressed with how well you guys did. I would have been struggling to get this far. So you guys did very, very well on this. I bet my kids could give you a run for your money.
Oh, I am sure they can beat us.
On Hulu right now they have the Unova Pokemon show, and tonight they just wrapped it up. Like, they finished watching all of Unova.
Wow. So,
that's amazing.
Yeah, they just eat this stuff up voraciously, but we're still not quite done yet. We got one more round of this. I was about to wrap it up, but no, we got one more round of this to go. You guys are tied right now, so this is for the tiebreaker. Basket. Ooh. Movie, yes. Titles. Gen 1 and 2 gym leaders, species specific Z moves, or fossil names.
I gotta do gym leaders. I don't have the strength for the other ones.
All right. I imagine you guys will probably do pretty well with this. I'll just warn you to be careful with this one. Basket, start us off.
Brock.
Of course, Brock.
Misty.
Yep.
Okay, Lieutenant Surge.
Erica.
Koga.
Sabrina.
Giovanni.
Blaine.
All right, Basket.
Winfrey. Whitney.
Whitney, yes.
Blue.
Nicely done. Blue, indeed.
Wait, Blue's not a...
Yes, he is.
He is a gym leader. Yes, he is a Gen 2 gym leader in the Kanto region.
Oh, that's right. Oh, dang it. Oh, man. That's right. Crap. Faulkner,
yes, good. Back to Jushiro.
Oh, I hate you. I don't remember Gen 2 gym leaders that much. Norman.
That's Gen 3, bro. Oh!
I lost.
Norman is indeed Gen 3. You guys did really, really well, though. Naming almost all of the Kanto gym leaders. Do you know which Kanto gym leader you guys missed?
No.
I thought we got all of them.
You got all of the red, blue, and yellow ones. Oh, but, yeah. Kind of like blue, Janine replaced Koga's
daughter.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then the other Johto gym leaders are Bugsy, Morty, Chuck, Jasmine, Price, and Claire.
Already forgot them all.
I knew Bugsy and Morty, but I don't know the other ones.
Well, I remember Bugsy because you mentioned them.
All right, so, but with that basket, I suppose you technically won, but again, we're doing this all just for fun, so.
Of course.
Whoa, are you trying to undercut my win here?
Yes, he is. Shut up, continue on.
I won Game Corner. And you're just gonna breeze by that? What?
Sir.
Basket, congratulations. You have defeated Jushiro in this episode of Game Corner.
Thank you.
This is not Highlander, bro. I'm fine.
All right. With that, gentlemen, you were opponents, but now you will come together to try and, I guess, beat me or beat a random number generator, I guess, when we come back from the break. We'll catch you folks on the flip-flop.
Hey, Bo and Scissor, do you guys eat a well-balanced breakfast?
Yeah, I ate a serving of scrambled torsha cakes.
And Sepik bacon.
Oh, and Sunkern juice.
Toast.
But no combios.
No, it's trash. I hate that. It's gross. Yeah,
it's disgusting. It's made for animals. It literally comes in...
Like, it's gross.
Yeah, it comes in dog food size bags.
Well, then you're not.
Hey, Snag, what you drinking?
Oh, this is Toxapepsi.
Toxapepsi? I haven't heard of that drink before.
It's a new soft drink. In their facility, Toxapex are hard at work making this wonderful soft drink. Guaranteed to make your gums bleed twice as much than other brands. Probably. Here, try some.
Ow! My gums! My teeth! My face!
Toxapepsi. The taste is merciless.
Hey Puckalonians, thanks for listening to Game Corner on Puckle Plus. If you haven't done so already, make sure you subscribe to this channel so you don't miss an episode of Game Corner, the TCG Cast, or any of the other great shows you find here. Come hang out with us on our Discord server where you can chat with hosts and other members of our community. Make sure you like and follow us on all of our social media outlets like Facebook and Twitter to keep up to date with all the Puckle news. Check us out on Twitch, where each week Jushiro plays the TCG online and Thatch does viewer battles. And finally, if you want to support us financially, there are a few ways you can do that. Either by joining our Patreon as a monthly donor, where you can get some exclusive Puckle items, or by buying a shirt from our Tee Public store. Either way, you get some pretty cool swag for doing so. Catch you on the flip-flop!
Now, let's wrap up with Who's That Pokemon? You have 15 yes or no questions to determine what the selected Pokemon is. No questions about name, dex number, generation, or game version are allowed. You need to ask what the Pokemon is as one of the 15 questions in order to win. Good luck, players!
Welcome back from the break, Puckalonians. As you heard, we are playing Pokemon 15 Questions. Now, I know both of these gentlemen are very, very familiar with this because I know Basket has been on the TCG cast multiple times. He's played this, and Dushiro actually hosted this for a number of times. This used to be on the TCG cast, and now it's here on Game Corner. So I'm really excited to have Dushiro on the other side of the table here and see how he'll do. Dushiro, what are your thoughts?
But I am super excited.
Awesome, fantastic. We are super excited as well. So I have randomly selected a Pokemon for you folks to guess and ask questions about. Same standard rules as was on the TCG cast. You can ask just about any yes or no question that you would like, but you can't ask any like meta questions. You're asking questions as if you're in the Pokemon universe. So there is no generation, there is no, you know, Fire Red, Leaf Green, but you can ask about, like, regions and stuff along those lines.
Okay.
With that, I have the Pokemon selected. You may begin. Whoever wants to start may start.
How about you start, Basket?
Don't put that on me.
Okay, I'll start. Is this Pokemon weak to fighting?
Yes, this Pokemon is weak to fighting.
Oh, boom! Good, yes. See how this works when you go first?
That's
a bold way to start, but it worked, yeah.
Yeah, it worked. It's either a normal, a dark type, a ice type, and rock and steel. That's five types down there. And everything goes out. So we know it's either a steel, an ice, a normal, a dark, or a rock. I already said rock, didn't I? What was the fifth one?
All right, so the next question. Is this a dual-type Pokemon?
Yes, it is dual-type.
Okay. My question is, if this Pokemon's combination... This is not a question for, obviously, this is a rule question. If the Pokemon in question... Dual typing would have cost the type that I had mentioned to be not very, just normal and, you know, normal effective. Would have you counted that and say it wasn't?
So the question was, is this Pokemon weak to fighting? So this Pokemon, in all of its dual typeness, is indeed weak to fighting. Yes.
Thank you, sir. So it is definitely not a normal fight, flying. So... That leads that flying is off the table. Is this Pokemon a basic?
No, this is not basic.
Okay. So it evolves. Now, is it a stage one or stage two? That's the question.
I want to be a jerk and be like, yes. Next question.
Does this Pokemon evolve three times?
Sorry.
Does it evolve twice?
Thank you.
I almost flubbed that one.
Can you phrase that a little bit differently? That's just a really awkwardly worded question because, I mean...
Is it a stage 2 Pokemon? Would it be a stage 2 Pokemon in the cards?
Thank you. I can answer that, although that might be a little bit too meta, but I'll answer it. No. This one is not a stage 2.
Okay.
Does this Pokemon evolve?
Yes.
Okay, so it's a stage 1 that has a stage 2.
It's a middle evolution, yeah.
It's a middle evolution, yeah.
All right, back to Basket then. This will be question number 7, almost halfway there.
Living on a prayer.
Is this Pokemon weak to fire?
Yes, this is weak to fire.
Oh, all right, sweet. So, with steel or ice?
Steel or ice. Middle. Who's grass dark?
Shrifty and also Cacturne.
Yeah, but...
We can just knock it out by asking if it's...
No, if you ask if it's that specific Pokemon, then we lose. Here. You have to ask if it's grass or something.
I'm going to ask, is its fire weakness only based off of its fighting weakness?
I understand the question. Is that what you want to ask? I can rephrase it if you'd like.
Yeah, I mean, basically, I just want to know if its fighting weakness is due to it being steel or ice, is essentially what I was trying to ask. Yeah, is it steel or ice?
Yes, it is steel or ice.
This is getting interesting. So it's a stage one that has an evolution that is steel or ice. Now there are not that many through two stages steel types out there that are dual types at the very least. because Auron is not a dual type.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it is.
Yes, it is. Is this Pokemon? Is it Steel and Rock? Is that the combination that the Iron line has? Or is it Steel Ground?
I think you should just ask if it's Steel or if it's Ice.
I think it's Steel at this point. But I want to know if the other typing. Is this Pokemon Steel?
Yes.
I think it's okay. Lyran.
Trying to think of other ones.
So it's Steel. We know so it's a Steel. Stage 1. And it's a dual type, which there are not many of those, as we established.
So again, Joshua, you just did a recent recap, but let's just hit it one more time. We know that this is a dual type Pokemon. It is a Stage 1 that still evolves. And it is a Steel type. We don't know what the other type is yet.
And how? What's our number? What number is this question?
This will be question 9.
Okay, so we're still good. We still have 6 questions. It could be Lyran. It could be Pliplup. What was the second evolution of Pliplup?
Oh, it was but he's water.
But he's water steel though.
Yeah. So he's not weak to fire.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, he's not weak to fire. Yeah. Wait, then it's not Lyran either, because if Lyran is rock, then he's not weak to fire either.
I'm glad you got there so I didn't have to give you a hint on that.
Yeah. I forgot about the fire weakness completely until you reminded me right now. Oh, wow. A steel stage 1 that is still weak to fire.
Okay, so there's...
Magneton.
Yeah, that's what I was just... Yeah, Magneton.
Check if it's electric. Or no, that's too specific.
Well, there's
the, it's weak to ground.
Well, hold on, real quick. So there's let's try and come up with a list, because there's Magneton, and then whatever Metagross's middle evolution is.
Yeah. Him. But no, wait, because he's not weak to fighting, because he's psychic.
Oh yeah.
So he's out.
Okay, I think we have it then. I think it's Magneton.
It could be Magneton. I'm just trying real hard to remember any other Stage 1 steals.
Right, but if we ask it, we just lose a question.
That's true. And, don't ask if it's Magneton. Ask if it's, electric.
Is its other typing electric?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Does this have magnets on its side?
Yes.
There we go. Okay.
All right. Is this Magneton?
This is indeed Magneton. Nicely done, yes. I think it's technically in 11 questions, but you guys had it nailed down pretty well there. I wonder if there are any other Pokemon that do fall into that weak to fire and fighting category.
Yeah, that would put me harder than I thought it would.
Yeah.
But no, fire and fighting, the only one I can think of is... the only other one is...
The Shiftry?
The Shiftry and Cacturn.
Yeah.
But, the ones I can think of my head.
If there are any ones that are weak to fire and fighting, I suppose it could be an ice one that would be a dual type.
Yeah, maybe. See, but that's the thing. The only ice that I can imagine that's three forms is Vanilla Ice, and he's pure ice.
I'm gonna cheat a little bit here. Not weak to fire. Not weak to fire. No, I think that might have been the only one there. I'm not quite sure, but
interesting. Nice.
I'm gonna do one more check here. Just one more.
We got really lucky with those beginning questions.
We did. That nailing the fighting type was so much.
But I mean, honestly, at that point, to nail it down to saying, "Hey, this is the," saying that it was Magneton, though, I think was actually really impressive, because as I'm looking at this, looking at Steel and dual-type Steel or Ice Pokemon, I don't think there's anything that would be both... would be a Stage 1, weak to fire and fighting, and sharing that same type. So, nice job of narrowing down on Magneton. I think that's the only one who falls into that. So, good job,
there
guys.
There you go.
Yeah, I asked the question because, to my knowledge, like Steel and Ice were the only ones here that had any common weaknesses.
All right, well... Good job. I think that does use up our time, though. So, gentlemen, thank you very much for joining us. It was a lot of fun to have you both on. Joshiro, any closing remarks, sir?
No, thank you for having me. Do not miss out the newest episode of the TCG Cast this month, which would have been, if this is August for you guys, which it is, the beginning of the month, go watch that. But also stay tuned for the newest one that's coming soon in September. That is the post-Worlds episode, and we're going to discuss everything that happened on Worlds. So stay tuned for that.
Awesome. Great. Yes. Yeah. Your episode came out, would have been last week, which would have been August 1st, and this will be coming out on my birthday, actually. So hey.
There we go. Ooh, happy birthday.
Also, fun fact, it's Red's birthday, too.
Oh, happy birthday to him, too.
Nice.
All right. Basket, also thank you as well for joining us.
It's a newfound pleasure.
Awesome. Maybe we'll get you back on next month. Maybe you'll have to defend your title.
Yeah. By the way, I won Jushiro.
You can... I love you.
Of course you do. Everybody loves winners.
Oh, I know where you live. I'm just letting you know. I know where you live.
All right, wonderful gentleman. All right, so with that, I'll just remind our audience, thank you very much for listening. It is a pleasure to do this for you folks. Please come on, hang out with us in our Discord, hang out with us at Twitch. We have Jushiro streaming the TCG cast. We have Thatch doing battles and Nuzlocke and things along those lines. So come check us out in those places. You'll find the links in the description. I don't know if I said this, hang out with us in our Discord. We have someone who's always there to talk to us. We have people on almost like every continent. We have Australians, we have Europeans, we have Americans, we have people from all over the world coming and talking about Pokemon all the time in there. If you like this and you want to support us, every little bit of money that you give to us goes back to the show and supporting the show and making awesome things for you guys. So... please make sure if you are interested, you can become a patron and support us that way and get some awesome patron rewards. Or you can also go to our TeePublic store. You'll also find the link in the description to our TeePublic store where you can find some really awesome things. You can get some t-shirts, some phone cases, whatever you want with your favorite Puckle stuff. And I will pitch this out here. Basket actually designed several... pictures of all of our co-hosts, and they are super cute. They're awesome. They're just so endearing. Good job on that basket, by the way.
Thank you very much.
So if you can get some merch with of your favorite co-hosts, and that gets a little bit of money back into our pockets as well. But with that, folks, I don't think I have much else to say. So I've been Professor Snag. Thank you very much for listening. And as always, help control the reject population. Get your ditto spayed and neutered. Good night. We'll be right back.
The problem with what he said is if it says up to them, it means I won't do it.
Oh, you knocked over Moltres. Good job.
What? I didn't knock over Moltres.
Well, then why is Moltres knocked out?
He died.
Moltres is genderless.
Okay, tell them not to mess up so you don't have to do any editing. One clean run.
Well, they
That's
can
it.
They can mess up. They
no.
just they can mess up. They just can't dilly-dally in their messing up.
Dilly-dally in their messing up.
Yes, they have to mess up quickly and without, like, breaks between their...
Without dilly-dallying?
Yes, dilly-dallying. Kind of like you're doing right now.
How long is a dilly-dally?
Should I start?
give me just a moment to get it pulled up.
Oh, sorry.
No, you're fine.
I'm not, maybe they're waiting for me to say a Pokemon.
Yes.
He had a
Wait, are you gonna say a Pokemon number and we have to guess it?
No.
Oh my god, because when you said random number generator and it was like, who's that Pokemon? I was like, oh my god, what the hell?
No.
I was like, once you go past six, I'm done, man.
Dual type middle.
Or, I'm sorry. Shiro, eat it.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.